The short story, Give a Girl an Education, by Paul Gallantry.
It is a fact well known that a teacher in possession of a wife is in need of money, sighed the master to himself as he looked out of the window.
I am sorry, sir. He turned around. His pupils, all girls, all aged between 8 and 13, and who, all told, he calculated, brought in the princely sum of 3 shillings a week to the Bennet household via the kind auspices of the Reading Ladies' Boarding School, looked at him expectantly. He looked at the questioner.
It is nothing of consequence. Have you written your lesson?
Yes, sir.
Well, repeat it to me.
The girl, one of, he had to admit, his brightest stars, albeit one of the poorest, stood up and began to recite the lesson she had just written down. He turned back round to the window, striving to give the impression he was listening intently, but in fact he felt little but ennui. The wind was rising slowly, and rain was trickling down the windows of the schoolhouse, which was in fact a dilapidated gateway building. A cart rumbled through the mud underneath, and to his left the sound of church bells rang slowly.
I wonder who has died, he thought. It may well be Mrs. Pemberley. A great tragedy for her children, if so. Her husband is in possession of £400 a year, however. I dare say he will find a suitable governess, and in time a suitable wife.
The girl's voice droned on.
Listen to her. No musicality whatsoever. Very well, let her go on a little longer.
His eye drifted over his desk. A copy of the Daily Universal Register lay open, with an article about Mr. Pitt's latest speech and another about a new fund to deal with the national debt. Mr. Bennet tried to keep abreast of developments, but it was hard, he thought, what with Mrs. Bennet's demands on his time and needing to fulfil his paternal commitments to his young children. Another article stood out, one about the opening of a penal colony in somewhere called Botany Bay.
Thank you, you have entertained us long enough. Miss Foster, would you care to continue?
The girl sat down, to be replaced by a near identical child.
Botany Bay. What a pleasant name for so vile an enterprise as a penal colony. What manner of creatures will populate it, I wonder? Imagine the journey. 10 leagues beyond man's life.
Mr. Bennet let his mind drift over dark oceans until it reached a ragged, creaking boat, groaning through the swells, filled with the shrieks of misbegotten bastards, sluts, swindlers, gullers, card-sharps, mendicants and slatterns, all being taken over the wine-dark seas to their own personal Hades.
Botany Bay, what a name for so terrible a place.
The rain kept falling, the wind kept soughing, the child kept reciting, the pendulum clock kept its tedious metronomic pace, footfalls of time passing.